Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the threat to the American Foundation, the threat to Americans in general, brought on by the doom and gloomist on the 24/7 news reels that you watch, where they're causing the panic in America, and it's called a pandemic. I just had a text message from someone. I'll read you some information from it that should be stimulating for this broadcast today. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, estimates that the swine flu, for example, in 2009, estimated the swine flu infected nearly 61 million people in the United States, caused 12,469 deaths worldwide. 575,400 people died from that pandemic of the swine flu. That time, Barack Hussein Obama was in office. There were over, over 1,000 deaths before he did anything about calling it a major, major fiasco or problem. And yet we have today, ladies and gentlemen, where we have today, and I've just been told by text that it's not 28, it's 31 deaths in America thus far. And yet we're looking at panic-stricken, and the top of the hour news just said they're shutting down the Capitol, the House and the Senate. No visitors can come in until April. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the fear-mongering, and I believe there is a motive to the modus operandi that's being seen today, and it's coming right out of Nancy Pelosi and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party to undermine and tear down destroy President Trump's presidential reelection campaign. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question, the comment, please.
Hey, what's going on, Dr. Youngblood? How are you?
Thank you for calling.
Good, yes, sir. I don't know if you remember, but a couple of months back, you had a segment where you were talking about Benny Hinn and talking about, you know, having the forgot the special word of a form of preaching, but you know, where they were basically, you know, kind of trying to preach for money or something like that. Well, I called in a while back, but I don't know if you remember me. But so I had a quick comment about the whole coronavirus and stuff. And one of the things that, you know, we're doing in church is that, you know, we're doing a lesson on fear. And one of the pandemics of the coronavirus is that it's not the virus that's the problem. It's the fear. The fear that has been instilling in people. With me being a young guy, I may not have a whole lot of words that, you know, I can say, and it won't sink into a whole lot of people. But what I see is a whole lot of Christians getting scared, getting upset. They're freaking out, which they're entitled to. But what I don't see are the Christians that are standing firm, praying for people, laying hands on other people. You know, we're so caught up in wondering if we have a fresh bottle of hand sanitizer rather than knowing what God can do. And I understand God doesn't want us to be a, you know, complete idiot. I mean, don't have anybody coughing a face, even without the coronavirus. I totally get it. But where's the faith? You know, despite whatever's going on with the whole coronavirus, if it is something that was purposely done or accidentally done, we can't be blaming everybody. What we need to do is we need to address the situation. We need to move on. We need to move forward. You know, it is very, very unfortunate that people are losing their lives to this pandemic. But the one thing that we need to keep relying on is the mere fact that God can set them free. And for the ones who are set free, we need to be reminding people that we are free, we are set free, we are made new. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, it's second or first, where it's talking about how in 5:17, where we are born of a new creation, that we are made new. So simply put, all of these things, yes, I do know that we do need to be alert, but still with the same fact is, you know, we still need to be encouraging, you know, the other Christians. You know, we can't be sitting back in fear.
Amen. You know, one of the things you're saying, if I can jump in and say, I believe the summarization of what you're saying can go back to Isaiah 41:13, a favorite text of mine. The scripture says, "For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." And I think as what you're saying is, as Christians, we ought to recognize that God has not given us a heart or a mind of fear. And as we understand it, we need to trust in God and depend upon Him. Yes, I'm in agreement with you. We need to seek God's face. We need to pray. We need to turn from our wicked ways, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, and we need to ask him to heal our land. And that healing is needed today. One of the primary things we need to do as Christians, and in general, in general for the total public, stop being fearful. Don't panic. Don't go in and think that you've got to clean the shelves off at Walmart or at Publix and that you're going to be bunkered down for months and months and months. This is the wrong approach, I believe, and it is being spun up out of Washington. It's being spun up out of the socialist, Marxist, communist playbook and carried out by the false, fake, phony media in America. And it's causing the panic in America as I've never seen in my lifetime. But, brother, you're exactly right. We need to pray and keep on praying. Yes.
Of course. One thing I can say is that, you know, it's doing its job, trying to get everybody to be on the flip side, trying to get everyone to be freaking out. And, you know, again, we don't need to lose that faith. We don't, you know, and I'm not going to sit and bicker at other churches who close their churches, but how dare you want to go and sit in your cot, in your home and lead your people? You're not leading your people. That's it. I'm sorry. It definitely gets under my gears, especially when, you know, churches are basically closing the door saying, all right, let's all go home. Let's go ahead and just have church online and stuff. It's the same thing that we do, that some people do, when all that they choose to do is just watch church online. They think that they're getting, you know, what God wants them to know. God wants us to be on the front line. The whole point in this pandemic is for it to distill fear, and that's exactly what it's doing. But what it's doing is that it's robbing us of the opportunity to move forward and become more Christ-like.
Yes. In fact, you say that about closing the churches and what they're doing. Do you realize, and many of our listeners may not know this, but the governor of Kentucky yesterday just by fiat declared that all congregations, churches, religious organizations, mosques and churches and synagogues, as well as any other places where there would be a gathering, that he was saying, no, you must shut it down. By fiat, the governor of the state of Kentucky has, for all intents and purposes, closed the door of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therein lies the problem that I see it. If each church on an individual level makes the decision based on the physical health need to shut down the services for a week or two or a service or two, I understand that.
Right.
But I am adamantly opposed to the federal or state government by fiat declaring that churches must close, that they cannot open.
Yeah, that definitely raises a red flag. And what's funny is that, you know, this pandemic comes across, like I said before, unfortunate that people are losing their lives to it. But the same effort that we're putting towards this whole virus, we need to be putting towards sin. It's funny how people don't treat sin like the way they do with coronavirus. It's funny how
absolutely.
They don't sit there and say, you know what? You know, look, these strip clubs, let's shut them down. You know, these bars, let's shut them down. Let's stop patty-caking people and stop patting their backs and saying, oh, you're living in sin, you're living in sexual immorality. It's okay, you know, whatever makes you happy. I'm 27 years old. It's not my job to be getting upset about stuff like this. You know,
well, brother, what you're saying is where I'm headed in the broadcast, because what we're talking about today is the coronavirus and the pandemic that it's supposed to be and the panic that's set off with the doom and gloom that's on 24/7. But that is not the real threat to the fundamental foundation of America. You touched on it. Sin is, when we look at the drag queen story hour that's being promulgated across America in our schools, that will destroy the foundation of our nation. The coronavirus will not. When you see what is taking place with the LGBTQ sodomy movement that's being embraced by politicians, embraced by the society in which we're living in, embraced by every denomination that we have today, that will destroy the foundation of America. That should be the greatest threat to our nation. That's the real threat to America and the future of America today.
Right. I did hear from somebody. They made a rational comment, but I kind of I thought about it. You know, somebody makes a comment, you think about it. Don't necessarily jump on it, but you think about it. Well, they said, you know, if you want to solve the whole homosexuality and the drag queen and all this other stuff, put them all in a city and find out what happens in 100 years.
Yeah, that's right.
And because what is that they're basically going backwards. And like I told somebody, they were totally against, you know, people being against homosexuality. And what I simply pointed out to them, I said, no. Okay, take God out of the equation and look at it in a human standpoint. It is a direct rebellion to the way that our G9 code has asked of us to reproduce and repopulate this world. Okay, add God to it. God has ordained us to be leaders in our lives, to have a helpmate, to grow this world into a world that is equal in grace. And I don't blame Adam and Eve for what they did. They made a mistake. So did we. But people like us, we keep making mistakes. It hurt us. But, you know, the world keeps making mistakes. And
brother,
walking through the wall.
What you're saying today is preaching to the choir, and I'm in full agreement with that. And I am so thankful for your call and for your input, dialogue, and discussion today, because it's been a major, major, major direction that we're going in.
I think we need to
discuss and talk about. So thank you so much for the call.
You have a blessed day today.
God bless you. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the doom and gloom philosophy that's being bombarded on all of the networks on television and radio today. They're saying the coronavirus is basically the end of the world. It's a pandemic. As a result of that, they're causing major panic in America. But what we're talking about today on this broadcast is the real threat to America. The real threat to America, ladies and gentlemen, is not this so-called pandemic, this panic that's being ginned up in the nation today by way of radio and television, causing folks to clean off the shelves of the grocery stores and buying all of the hand sanitizers you can find. In fact, I just read an article where on eBay and Amazon and other places, a little 2-3-4 ounce bottle of hand sanitizers selling for about $50, a can of Lysol about $50, a 2 for $100, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's literally causing the people in America to go totally bonkers, as I call it. But ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at what is taking place today. People are hoarding food supplies. People are hoarding toilet tissue. People are buying face masks and Lysol and spray and bunkering down as though this is the end of the world. I'll never forget, ladies and gentlemen, when 9/11 took place, one of the men in our church had one of his children in the school, and he called to pick up his child. We talked about it, and the nationwide news was being blasted on television, and as horrific as 9/11 was, he said, Doc, is this the end of the world? What's happening? Anything like this can cause panic in America, and that's what we see taking place. The panic, the fear, and the sense of terror that now permeates America and much of the world is as a result of looking at something that will not destroy our nation, but it can destroy the future of our economy and the presidential reelection. Ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned a moment ago to our caller, the governor of Kentucky that has just announced that he is closing all public meetings, including churches. Yes, that's right. Now in the state of Kentucky, all churches have to cease and desist in having worship services. And you would wonder why people are panic stricken. You wonder why people are in the state of panic. The socialist Marxist communist Democratic governor of New York also, as I mentioned earlier, has caused set up an involuntary isolation quarantine of an entire city and put the National Guard out on the streets to basically police it. Now, they're not using that term. I am. They're saying the National Guard's there simply to assist the people. Yeah, I understand that. To see someone with a AR-15 on their arm, shoulder, and dressed out in fatigues, and somehow it's a camouflage uniform, somehow you're not supposed to be panic-stricken. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a health emergency. Yes, it is a virus that is threatening to the every American. Yes, we should be concerned about it. But let me say this loud and clear. The coronavirus is not the existential threat to America. The coronavirus is not the sole threat to the fundamentals and foundation of America. We're facing far worse threats today, ladies and gentlemen, than the coronavirus. We will survive the virus. The virus is survivable, if I can use that term. We've seen that over the years with different viruses popping up, taking lives, and causing major havoc in the health industry, et cetera, et cetera. But ladies and gentlemen, I've got news for you, good news for you. We will survive the coronavirus. There is light at the end of the tunnel. But ladies and gentlemen, it will not destroy the foundation. But the foundation ladies and gentlemen, today is under attack from the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats that are hyping the virus and causing panic in our great nation. They are on the fast track to destroy our fundamental foundation. And it's the fundamental foundation of faith, the family, the future of America. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can join this dialogue and discussion. Jump right in at any point you'd like to. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to our studios and right to our microphones so we can entertain your question, your comment. Love to hear your opinion. What are you seeing? What do you believe is the answer? Where do you think this is going? How do you think we ought to handle this? As Christians in particular, should we sit in silence? Should we stand up, speak up, and be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem? For the first time in American history, ladies and gentlemen, we have a communist running for president. Now, he's not a socialist. He's an outright communist, a Bolshevik communist. Bernie Sanders is running for president and making great headway. He's second in the lead now. Some say he's not really a problem. You've not seen anything yet. Wait until we see the Democratic National Committee convention. And they're going to have a brokered convention. And I've said for months and months and months and months, and may I say months again, that I've said they're going to have some things take place at the brokered convention that will shock the socks off the average American. I believe at some point in some place we're going to find Hillary Rodham Clinton entering into the picture or Michelle Obama entering into the picture. By all means, I shudder at the thought of the possibility of a sodomite being the running mate for either Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. But that is high potential for them to be able to hopefully get the votes that they think they'll need. But today in America, the LGBTQ agenda has taken deep, deep roots in our culture, in our schools, in our society, in our political agenda. The LGBTQ agenda today permeates the textbooks of our classrooms, permeates the classroom time in our school academic programs. In fact, they're bringing into the cultural mindset of our students today, ladies and gentlemen, from K-5 kindergarten right up through high school and then college and universities, where they're taught that the sodomite lifestyle is normal. Even the Pope has said if you are a sodomite, he didn't use that term, he said gay. There's no such word as gay or homosexual in the Bible. It's the sodomite lifestyle. God used the word sodomy and sodomite 38 times, and I happen to believe the word of God. And so what we're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, in our school system, in our academic system, no longer are we focusing on academics. No longer are we focusing on what I call the reading, writing, and arithmetic. No longer are we focusing on training that student academically how to speak the King's English, how to do multiplication tables, how to pledge to the flag, what the flag is about. No longer are we allowing prayer and Bible study in the classroom or even Bible reading, but we are permeating the classroom with the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle. And ladies and gentlemen, if nothing else, that alone will absolutely destroy the foundation of America. Not the coronavirus, not the threat of a virus that might take several lives. And I'm not minusculizing the individual lives that will be lost as a result of it by any stretch of the imagination. But I am saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, loud and clear, that we have things that are now presently speaking as I speak today that's corroding, undermining, shattering, and destroying the foundation on which this great nation was built. We were built on the faith in God. Our nation was fundamentally founded on our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and our Bill of Rights all are codified and comes right out of the Word of God. And yet we're finding today the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ, that, ladies and gentlemen, will actually crumble and destroy our nation's great foundations. Today, most politicians push for and embrace murder by way of abortion. The murder by way of, we've murdered about 63 million human beings since Roe versus Wade in 1973. And we wonder why the Social Security Administration has no funds. It's because those that would have been birthed alive since 1973 go into the marketplace, the workplace, pay into the Social Security Administration fund. Therein lies the reason that the Social Security Administration is bankrupt. And ladies and gentlemen, murder by way of abortion, which is approved, codified by our laws that's been approved by the U.S. Supreme Court and being embraced by every state across America, the so-called constitutional right to murder a child in the womb will destroy the fundamental foundation of America. The real threat in America today is not the coronavirus. The real threat in America today is the sodomite lifestyle and the sodomite agenda and the murder by way of abortion agenda that's sweeping America worse than the coronavirus today. But it's being embraced, ladies and gentlemen, by the social system in America. It's embraced by the political system in America. It's embraced by every denomination in America today. We had recently the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, Dr. J.D. Greer, on one of his televised preaching services. He had said that we need to embrace the LGBTQ. We need to love them, bring them into the church, let them know we love them. Ladies and gentlemen, that's antithetical to anything that's called the Word of God. Yes, we love them. Yes, we'd love to see them saved. But they cannot come in and network and destroy the fundamental morals in a church because we embrace them and bring them in. We bring them in and get them saved, that's fine. But if a person is saved, it's an impossibility for a sodomite to say, I'm saved, and still practice his lifestyle. The scripture says that when we're saved, all things are passed away, and behold, all things, not some things, all things have become new. And the sodomite lifestyle is the only lifestyle that God destroyed. Two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, destroyed. Genesis chapter 19, verse 24, 25, and 26, destroyed as a result of the sodomite lifestyle. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we find denomination after denomination embracing it and bringing it into the church to destroy the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, ladies and gentlemen, America seems to have gone pot crazy. Not only are we seeing the fundamental foundation of America being destroyed by the LGBTQ and by the communist movement to put a communist in the White House and the communist takeover of America, ladies and gentlemen, and not just by the murder by way of abortion, but the pot craze in America that's now taken 33 states. 33 states have legalized marijuana. Or as one young man called it, marijuana. We're destroying our nation today. We put our nation in a position that we're embracing the pot lifestyle. In fact, in California, many people are zoned out on pot that they can't work. And now they're passing legislation in the state of California that will pay you, the taxpayers, the state will pay taxpayers' dollars to people to keep them off of pot. Now, if that's not an oxymoron, nothing is. Look at the statistical data for the state of Washington, the state of Oregon, the state of California, the state of Colorado, and I can go across the nation with that. Look at the statistical data, because marijuana is delivered by way of dozens and dozens of different products, including chocolate chip cookies and gummy bears and brownies and so forth and so on. As a result of that, we have preteens and teenagers rush to the emergency rooms at the very point of death and many dying as a result of pot overdose, drug overdose. The state of Colorado introduced and passed the legislation, went into effect in January of 2014 on the basis that it would stop the black market, i.e. the black market pot is only the pot that's not paying taxes, sales tax to the state. So they called it the black market. Look at the statistics in the state of Colorado today. The so-called black market pot has now surpassed the legal market of pot in the state of Colorado. The state of Colorado, all crimes gone up 547%. As a result of the pot legalized in the state of Colorado, law enforcement agents are absolutely blindsided, not knowing what to do or how to respond to it. Homes are being broken up. Foreclosures have skyrocketed because they're buying pot rather than paying the rent or paying for the house payment. We're finding today the social services in Colorado and California are going off the charts as a result of having to pay out dollars to take care of families that are homeless and helpless and broken because of the marijuana that's being sold and the citizens deluded by it. I am thankful to hear President Trump just in the past 2 weeks before this coronavirus episode came to the forefront. President Trump had talked about enforcing, going back to the enforcement of federal laws. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, the 33 states have legalized marijuana? It is federally illegal. Federally illegal. And yet we're finding today the great need to do something to prevent the moral, ethical foundation of America from being destroyed. And we're watching the destruction of the foundation stones of America by way of the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ lifestyle that is called today, the pot movement, the marijuana movement that's destroying lives today, taking lives on every hand. we're watching today the fundamental foundation of American jurisprudence and political system being destroyed as a result of embracing the communist movement in America, even with a communist candidate running for the president of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching this take place. And as we watch that, we're saying nothing about the satanic worship. We're saying nothing about the witchcraft that's taking place, all to undermine and tear down and destroy the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's an article that says, worshipers from the satanic temple in Washington State hold demonic ritual ceremony on the Capitol steps during the 2020 legislative session. And the article reads briefly, the Department of Enterprise Services granted the Satanic Temple of Washington State a permit to perform an invocation during the current legislative session from noon to 1 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching those things, those events, and those essence and elements coming in like a landslide in America, destroying the fundamental foundation of our nation. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the coronavirus that will destroy America. It's not the deaths as a result of any virus that will destroy America. It might shake up the financial institutions. It might harm some commerce for a while. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the fundamental foundation of our great nation. The scripture is very, very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If we lose our nation, if we have the greatest military power in the world, if we have the greatest financial power in the world, if we have the greatest finances on the globe, if we have the greatest constitution and bylaws in the nation, but we destroy the foundations that our nation is built on, what can the righteous do? That's the question. The push for the socialist socialism is simply communist light. This will destroy the righteous liberties of America. This will destroy our churches. This will destroy everything that's called Christianity in America if we continue to allow these things to erode our fundamental foundation that destroys our liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, the First Amendment that allows us religious liberties and freedom, the Second Amendment that allows us the right to keep and bear arms and defend ourselves and our families, all will be wiped out if we continue down the road that we're going today. Ladies and gentlemen, if these things take place, the persecution and the prosecution of Christians will be on a pandemic level in America and around the globe. Believers need to stand up. We need to sit up. We need to be heard. We need to be seen. Every Christian must say no to the political agenda. We must say no to the social agenda that's putting the pot on every street corner. We need to say no to the sodomite lifestyle and stand up and speak up. We need to go back to the scripture and seek God and ask God to intervene and heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining our broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.